In December 2023, police responded to a residence following the report of a shooting in Brookfield, Wisconsin. A female caller reported that a man was outside her residence with a firearm shooting at her home. Dispatch noted that she refused to provide any identifying information, expressing concern for her safety.
Foxtrot County Communications, Cindy. I didn't know with a gun. Shooting with a gun? Can you spell the street, ma'am? I can't understand you. Do you have me on speakerphone? He's shooting with a gun. I understand that, and I'm going to send help, but I need to understand the street name. Okay, and who is shooting with a gun?
There's a man.
Okay, what is the man's name?
I have no idea.
Okay, how do you know this is going on?
Oh my God, he's out there with a gun shooting rabbits.
Okay, how do you know this is going on?
Oh my God, because I can see him, he's shooting rabbits, he's shooting everywhere.
Answer my questions. How do you know this is going on? I think this is... Hello?
Based on the nature of the call, all on-duty Brookfield police officers responded to the area immediately.
Shooting at his house. Possibly a scam call. Probably would not answer any questions.
Bravo 576, how many are going to that?
At this time we have four. We're still gathering information from the call taker. Caller did not sound frantic, possible female voice.
Upon arriving, the first officer listened for gunfire, but appeared to hear none.
Bravo 521, I'm 23. There's nothing going on here. This is most likely a swatting call.
Dispatch later informed that the female caller had reached out again, stating she could see the man on her cameras and that he was still firing his weapon. Given that the officers were on the scene and not hearing any shooting, they suspected it might be a swatting call.
You guys are good, too. He's probably enough.
What did he say?
You just want to start checking the roadway for any casings.
He said we should be good if this is nothing, but I'm still going to stay in the area because we don't know.
Bravo 214. I believe it's an elderly couple that lives here. I've had contact here before. I mean, I go up and make contact at the front.
Police searched for any shell casing or signs of bullet damage, but discovered nothing.
We're good, guys.
We're good.
There's nothing in the street.
Bravo 214. Did the caller sound elderly?
They called through the City of Brookfield trunk line, so we're trying to call back and see if they have a record of the phone number.
What's that?
Couldn't tell you.
So it came through the trunk line. What does that mean?
No idea. Probably a dispatch term. But the fact that it came in non-emergency tells me that it's most likely a swatting call. It's the number one sign.
Officers subsequently spoke with the homeowner, who confirmed that no shooting had occurred at his residence.
No.
No? Okay.
I mean, you know, whoever that guy is, I'm a teacher.
Did you hear someone shooting?
I don't know. I didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything?
I didn't see anything.
All right, we should be good.
While clearing the scene, the female continued to call 911 repeatedly from an unknown number. A sergeant instructed the clerks to forward all her calls to his desk phone. When she called again, he recognized her voice from previous interactions. A quick in-house database check soon revealed her identity as 36-year-old Ashley Corbin.
A couple questions for you. I understand that you're obviously scared for your safety given the number of times that you've called in today. Tonight, we have received over 10 phone calls related to a man actively firing a firearm in the city of Brookfield. Is that consistent with what you say you're observing?
Yeah.
Okay, we have gone to the area where you have claimed this has been happening three times tonight.
Yeah.
Yep, you've seen us there?
Yeah.
Okay, at this point, ma'am...
Camera.
Okay, I would love to see the video footage if that's something that you could provide for us because we have been unable to locate him. Can I send an officer to look at that with you?
No, we want him to be stopped.
What's going to happen moving forward? We're going to be conducting an investigation for swatting. Are you familiar with that term?
I hope so. I hope that you guys are going to take him, his property into custody and investigate his whole property. I pray to God.
Well, I understand
and
that...
Children are in risk.
Sure. Unfortunately, we can't do anything because we don't have a complainant in this investigation.
Well, we're worried about a kid.
Yep, you've said that a couple times, ma'am. If you were so worried about your kids, I think you'd be willing to talk to an officer about it.
Are you kidding me? Do you really want to...
So
So, really? Yep. Want to go there?
We're going to pull the phone records from the phone company. We'll write the subpoena. Once we get your phone number, we're actively going to investigate you for felony swatting.
What's felony swatting?
So swatting is when an individual calls in a complaint that elicits an emergency response that could qualify a tactical team to come out, which happened twice.
While speaking with her, officers noted that Ashley sounded heavily intoxicated, consistent with her known history of alcohol-related issues.
He's been doing this.
Okay. Well, you sound somewhat intoxicated. Have you had any drinks tonight, ma'am?
Are you crazy?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to conduct this investigation for you.
Are you a crazy person?
Nope.
He's been shooting rabbits and doing all kinds of stuff.
She sounds familiar. Who's the girl that Moans got in the foot pursuit with and tackled? This was like 3 years ago up in... Oh, I think I'm still on.
So, we're going to end this. He's going to pay us $1,500.
Oh, that's good for you.
Yep, sure is.
All right, anything else, ma'am?
Nope. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Name is Ashley Corbin. I remember her.
That's who I think it is. I think it's Ashley. Hello?
Holy
shit. Is this Ashley?
Yeah. No, this is not Ashley.
Okay. This is Sergeant Grieben with the Brookfield Police Department. You called us.
Who is Ashley?
I thought this was Ashley.
Why would you think that?
Okay, well, Ashley, right now we are going to finish this investigation for swatting. So, like I said before, you can either keep calling and each one will refer out as a different charge, or you can stop calling and we can move forward from here.
Guess what? My name's Lindsay. You can stop calling me Ashley. Thank you.
Okay, you should probably slow down on the drinking tonight, ma'am.
You should probably fucking stop being a fucking bitch.
Okay.
How about that?
Did your payout not work out for you?
Shut up, you fucking bitch. Hello?
I'm still here, Ashley.
How are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm here, honey. How are you doing?
With Ashley's phone number from their database, another sergeant called while the first sergeant was still on the line with her. They heard her end one call to answer the other, confirming her identity.
Firing a gun.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this 262?
Yes.
It is? Hello?
Throughout the night, dispatch received numerous calls from Ashley, who continued to report the alleged shooting. Police then went to her last known address and attempted to make contact.
Building maintenance. Building maintenance, you were here to fix a problem.
Her car's gone?
Yeah.
It was also revealed that Ashley had an active felony warrant and had repeatedly called another police agency earlier that day using vulgar and profane language. After a period of investigation, police were finally able to locate Ashley and paid her a visit in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Hello, what's going on? You're Ashley, correct? What's, can you kind of tell me what's going on? I'm playing catch up here. What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
You, as I understand, Brookfield wants to talk to you. Kelly wants to talk to you.
What?
Do you live here?
My mom.
Did you know officers were coming to talk to you?
No.
You were just waiting out here for us?
No, my mom. Can we get my mom out here to take the dog up at least?
Absolutely.
Sorry. I'm sorry. My Francie. Sorry.
Oh.
Whoa. Francie, come here. We'll get Trey. Francie. No.
445, contact with her. There's no problems. Are they coming out here, or they just want us to take her to Coney on the warrant?
Chrissy, we get a treat. Come on, we get a treat. Chris? No.
Come on. Let's go, bud.
Come on. We'll go see Grammy. Are you serious?
Listens pretty well.
Grammy!
Except
Prince! We're gonna go see Grammy. Francie?
Is this door open or locked? She's trying to get the dog to go to Grandma's. She lives here. But the dog does not want to go on a leash.
Prince!
It's a 99 for it. What's going on?
She's been nice. I talked very briefly and it was confusing.
Prince! This is not funny.
Maybe we're not losing the dog.
Prince! Stop! Hey, bro, I saw you.
It's not funny!
We're not laughing at your dog.
Alright, that's it.
Prince,
goodbye. I'm leaving. I'll see you later.
That's why I'm like, the PC.
See you later. See you later.
Will he go without a leash?
He knows. I'll be back. See you later. Bye. See you later. See you later.
Here he comes. Woohoo. Let's try to get in the building.
Get over here. Get down her!
As Prince continued to comprehend nothing from Ashley, she seemed to not realize officers were there because of her.
You guys have been trying to talk to me?
Brookfield is. I have no interest in talking.
My God! Can you please help me get my dog?
We just need to get
inside. I'll die!
She'll follow you in here if we can get her in.
Chrissy! Chris! Come! Get out of here! Oh, God! You're in so much trouble. Oh, God.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, let's call your moms.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, John. How you doing?
Hello.
Thanks, John.
Hello. So cute. So funny.
Hello, dog.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Naughty
dog. Ashley, so Brookfield wants to talk to you, so we're gonna help facilitate that meeting. So.
Sure. I want my attorney present.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you. So I'm not gonna talk to anybody without my attorney present.
Very well. I will pass on to Brookfield, and we'll see what they say.
You're right. Naughty ass dog. This is why I don't have kids. I'm just gonna put him in my car in my mom's apartment. And then where do you guys want me to go?
We'll go down back stairs.
With my attorney?
We'll give you a ride. Sure. Okay. Yeah, we'll pick up your attorney.
Because I'm not talking to nobody without my attorney. So. Go!
Go! Go!
Oh, sorry.
Where is this?
You naughty bastard. Come here.
Can you call Tony on your phone and let him know that?
Prince!
Get a hold of
Prince!
Prince! What?
Prince! Prince, get in here.
Can you try to call WCC and tell him that she's already lawyered up and if they still want to try to talk to her?
Yeah.
Get over here. Now. Get over here. It's
not a
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Alright, this is Officer Bacoris with the Waukesha Police Department.
Thank you.
Are you able to connect me with the Brookfield officer that wants... What's your name again?
Ashley Corbin.
Ashley Corbin.
Holy
in the city of Waukesha.
You're in big trouble.
Okay, thank you very much.
Chris. Go back, Grammy.
Hold on. Ashley, you gotta come with us.
What?
You gotta come with us.
You weren't welcome to come in
here,
though. Yeah,
you're coming with us. Oh, I am? Oh, okay, then I will. We're not playing these games with you, okay?
I'm not. Well, I will.
You're in police custody. You are in police custody.
Oh, I am?
Yes.
That's fine.
Like, don't try to get us out of the apartment when you're under arrest.
Why am I in police custody?
Well, you have a warrant, first of all. Second of all, Brookfield has criminal charges against you.
Why?
It sounds like you've been calling in fake police calls, swatting, as they say. All right, Ashley, let's head down. Here, this is dog.
Come on.
All right, we'll move to the side. What?
I did the officer.
Oh, nice.
So... in a relationship with the officer, so.
Very cool.
So, no, I'm not doing a swatting thing with a Brookfield. Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't joke about that.
That is a serious joke. Ken is a psycho.
I don't even know who Ken is.
The guy?
We honestly don't know much of what's going on.
We were told here to come pick you up, that you have a warrant, and Brookfield wants to talk, has
criminal charges. I date a Brookfield officer, okay? My man is an officer, okay? I'm not going to say because I don't want to...
You just said singleton.
I'm not going to create nothing, but let me tell you something. The man...
Oh,
I was trying... I'm sorry.
You're okay.
I was trying to go to the basement. I was pushing basement. You need to go?
No, elevator? You're good. Whoa, we got
plans. Can you please come out?
Hey, be respectful.
No, you can take it.
Yeah. I was trying to go to the basement. I didn't know I was going to the third floor.
No, you're totally fine. We're not in a rush here. We just... All right, well, I guess we'll take it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
That was kind of rude.
I am rude. I'm sorry.
That lady did nothing to you.
I'm a surgeon.
What?
I'm a surgeon. I am. So I'm like, I'm very particular, so like,
what
I'm like...
What does that have to do with yelling at a lady?
I'm sorry. I'm a surgeon, so like, I'm very particular. I do stuff, like, very particular. Like, I do brain surgery.
Okay, let's take a left.
So it's very particular.
So like, does that mean you can be an asshole to people?
I don't deal with people. So it's like, I deal with dealing with... Deal, digging in people's brains and digging in. I'm sorry. That's what I do. You dig in, you go in deep, deep, deep five, and that's it.
Brain surgeon. All right, have a seat, Ashley.
And that's what it is. Can you help me?
Can you help?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I can push up against you.
I don't know what to do.
Slide in there.
I know everybody in here.
All
can
right.
you help me?
You're in.
Why are you doing this to me?
My cord already swung at you.
Wow.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but she said like five times she wants a lawyer.
Yeah, she's very 1056.
I'll meet you by the first one.
Alright.
Can you please swipe my hair out of my face, please?
That's not that bad.
Please, no, can you swipe my hair out of my
face? Do you need your phone?
Can you swipe my hair out of my face?
No, thank you.
Can you please swipe my hair out of my face?
Respectfully, I'm not gonna do that.
Well, can I call my boyfriend?
Yes. Do you need your phone's inside, I'm guessing?
My boyfriend is a police officer.
I understand that. You said that already. We're gonna sit here for a minute.
What do you mean, we're just gonna sit here for a minute?
What didn't you understand about that?
Can you please swipe my hair out of my face?
No.
Really? I can't breathe.
You can't breathe?
Blocking my breath. I can't breathe.
I think the drinking was an issue tonight.
I can't breathe.
What are you doing?
I can't breathe.
I'm watching you breathe.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Stop what you're doing. Oh my god. Because they have criminal charges for you.
Why?
Because you committed a crime tonight.
No, I didn't.
I honestly think your level of intoxication, you wouldn't know if you did or didn't.
You guys are f***ing psycho. Are you really f***ing psycho? Yeah, you must be f***ing psycho to think that. F***ing psychotic. Take your ass to the f***ing psych ward. I want my attorney now.
No.
No, I do.
You're not under it. You're not being questioned.
Excuse me? You just said no?
Yes, I said no.
I want my train now!
You screaming it is not...
I want my train now! Do you understand? You're lying. And you use me as a f***ing scapegoat under the bridge. You guys were harassing me under the bridge. And there was no cameras under there. And you guys were harassing me and... me under the bridge.
She also left like a big bag of beer in front of someone's door and...
Let's just turn her over and...
And you guys in the elevator. I want to talk to the police department.
Yep, what's up?
You guys me in the elevator.
Okay.
Yep.
We have body cameras.
And I have marks.
We have body cameras and if
yep,
you want to...
and so do I.
If you want to file a false police report, we can go down that road.
You're lying!
This can be a silent car ride.
You set up your camera to lie. And he was in there.
Waukesha police then met with Brookfield officers to take Ashley into custody.
I have bruises all over my body from you. Wait till they see it.
This chick is. You good luck with her.
All right, what Ashley. They did to me in the holiday.
Okay, Ashley, Brookfield's here. So
yep, in holiday.
Step out now. Step out, Ashley. Come on. One foot at a time.
And what they did to me, holiday.
Nobody's gonna. We're just having to exit the car.
Yep, in holiday. Me.
Anyway, let's go.
Yep, how he. And how this guy me. And this guy me. What is your name?
We didn't confirm on her warrant.
Okay, you didn't?
No, we left it.
What is your name? They me. No, they you me.
You're talking too loud.
I don't give a shit. Up. I'm talking too loud. You me. I'm talking too loud. You me.
Ashley.
You me. He me. He me. He did. This guy. This guy me. No, this guy me. I'm not trying to escape arrest! Here, I'm not trying to escape arrest!
Ashley, just take a deep breath.
I'm not trying to escape arrest, you me! Can I please point to her me? Can I please point to her me? He did! This guy!
Stop kicking.
He me! He me! This guy me! In the car! Are you kidding me? Kidding me?
Alright, we're gonna go over here, Ashley.
Are you kidding me? You won't tell, let me tell you who he did!
Ashley, just take
me.
Ashley, sit in the
they
car.
Won't
okay?
Let me tell you.
Ashley.
The police! And they're raping me! The police!
Can you just take a seat?
The police! The police officers are raping me! And they won't let me tell you who me! And they won't let me tell you who me!
Ashley, can you please just sit down for us?
They won't let me tell you who me! Are you kidding me?
Alright, Ashley.
I want to talk to you about you and your landlord. I'm going to ask you some questions about the incident tonight, okay? Before I do, I have to read you your rights, all right? Do you understand these rights? Do you understand your rights, Ashley? All right, Ashley, let's go. Stand up. Stand up. Otherwise, we're going to bring a wheelchair out, and we're going to roll you in. Ashley, turn back around. Oh. Ashley, get back on the bench.
Oh. Ashley, you need to sit on the bench right now.
Get up.
No.
Stand up.
Ow! Now you broke my arm.
Sit.
Now you broke my arm.
Ashley, you need to sit down.
You broke my arm. Ow!
Ow! You got your keys. Ashley, you need to sit up.
Slide over. Right, you want to just sit here?
Yep.
I'll follow the paperwork.
Sounds good.
I'm on my train now. No! Ah! Ah! No, you broke my arm! You broke my arm! You did it! You broke my arm!
I did not break your
arm. You broke my arm! You broke my arm!
Yep, she's been like this the whole time.
She has not been like this the whole time, you liar.
It's all recorded. If you sit forward,
don't
I won't touch you.
Touch okay. me.
Do you have an NCIC for swatting?
Oh God, fucking swatting! You guys are so fucking stupid. Swatting? Are you serious? You're really doing this right now?
Actually, we could have had a conversation like adults. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Actually, you just sit up. You sit up and face forward.
No, you don't do that to people. Ah! You're a liar!
Are you done? Can we get consent to go through your phone?
Are you fucking the psycho?
Well, it's a yes or no question.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, had to
you're
ask.
You're a fucking psycho.
Okay.
Stand for me right here, and then look at that bullseye, alright? You. Both of you. You. Wait for your lawsuit, you. What did I say? Follow my directions, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry that, you guys are...
Nah.
Weeks later, a search warrant was issued for Ashley's phone, revealing that she had made 15 calls to the Brookfield Police Department using the Star 6-7 blocking technique. Ashley was charged with felony false reporting of an emergency and misdemeanor resisting obstructing an officer. She was subsequently given a $1,000 cash bond. As of June 2024, Ashley was found guilty due to a no contest plea of false reporting of an emergency. The other charge was dismissed but read in. In the end, she was sentenced to a year and 6 months of initial confinement, followed by a year and 6 months of extended supervision. Visit CodeBlueCam.com and treat your family, friends, and enemies with top-notch merch that is sure to impress.